Vairi Bhakti as seen within the context of the Gaudiya Sampradaya is simply a preliminary, rudimentary program for helping the Kanista Adhikari or neophyte materialistic devotees to gain a foothold in the pursuit of real devotion. Vairi Bhakti in of itself is not real devotion. Real bhakti, parabhakti, is ragmayi bhakti. Ragmayi bhakti is of two categories. One is sadhan bhakti, raganuga bhakti, and one is sadhya bhakti, or spontaneous loving devotional service based on the realization of one's intrinsic nitya dharma or braja bhava, which is the basis of braja prema. Unless one comes to the platform of ragmayi bhakti, one cannot be said to be having real bhakti. So any bhakti or any expression of devotion toward Guru and Krishna, which is not based on the cultivation of ragmayi bhakti, cannot be considered to be a real expression of devotion, because that devotion on which it is based is not real devotion. It is encroached devotion, which does not give expression to the natural spontaneous flow of the heart toward the service of Krishna on the basis of loving attraction. No matter how much one may regard oneself to be an associate of the spiritual master, no matter how much one may reminisce about one's previous interaction with the spiritual master under various circumstances in the course of one's attempt to serve the spiritual master, if one has not come to the platform of ragmayi engagement in unalloyed kevala bhakti or pure devotional service, uncontaminated by aishwarya jnana, then one cannot be considered as a complete or pure representative of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. If one does not pursue the path of real devotion, ragmayi bhakti, parabhakti, and if one does not purposely endeavor to promote or to encourage others to pursue that path of ragmayi bhakti in his preaching, then it cannot be said that he is viably representing the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Preaching the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti is a very small aspect of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya primarily aim at the propagation of Raganuga Bhakti in the world. So therefore, to genuinely represent the Sampradaya, one has to come to the platform of first embracing the principles of Raganuga Bhakti, by which one can gain the sadhya on the basis of Raganuga Bhakti, and then from the realized position, having attained the sadhya of spontaneous loving devotion based on rag or attraction to the beauty and sweetness of Krishna in his relationships with the Brajbasis. Then